Hello, everybody. This is the first episode of the VAST podcast. I am your host, Destiny Schmitz, the lead teacher of the Virtual Academy of Agriculture, Science, and Technology, or we like to call it VAST. This first episode is going to be an introduction to what is VAST. So we are a charter school. A lot of people think that a charter school is a private school, or something that you have to pay for, but a charter school actually is just like a public school, except we have a little bit of freedom in what we can do. So we have to follow the same laws as a normal public school, and we still have to meet the same standards as a public school, but we can file for some exemptions. A normal public school is just tuition free, same as VAST. Here at VAST, you are going to have to pay the $45 registration fee, just like you would if you were a normal Sharon Community School student. But besides that, we are run by the government. We're regulated by the government. We are also run by a different being than the Board of Education. We are run by our very own governance board, and they are there to look up for our well-being and make sure that we are enforcing our mission and vision. So we are a different entity than the community school, the Sharon Community School, but we still have to follow the government regulations. A private school, they are run by private organizations, and they're funded privately, so you normally have to pay out of pocket to go to them, and they do not have any government regulation, or if they do, it's very slim. Here at VAST, I'm sure you're wondering, okay, so you're exempt from some government regulations and rules. Isn't that kind of a bad thing? What ones are you exempt from? The government has these in place for a reason. So here at VAST, we're exempt from four different rules that are put in place for public schools. The first one is that your school can't start school prior to September 1st. Here at VAST, we are going to incorporate the fair into our curriculum because we are an ag-based school. So we will be starting our school year prior to September 1st. So that's our first exception. Our second one is we're exempt from school fences. So it means that school has to take place at school. There's a certain boundary around the school. We value field experiences, going out and experiencing real life. So oftentimes we will take the students out to agricultural sites to get some hands-on real-world experiences and learn from experts in the field. So we are exempt from the school fence regulation. We also are exempt from the teachers having to have a lunch period away from the students because, well, I'm not afraid to eat with the students. It's a great time to get to know them and bond. So that is an exemption that we filed for. And then our last exemption is that the physical education, health, art, and music will be taught by a person that is certified in those areas. We have been exempt from that because we plan on incorporating our health, physical education, art, and music into our core curriculum, which will be taught by our core teachers rather than by those specials teachers. So those are our four exemptions. Nothing too scary, I hope. That is what makes us a charter school. Our school is really unique because we are a school within a school. We are within the Sharon Community School building itself. We have set aside, at this time, two classrooms that our learning will take place in. And our school is serving 3rd through 8th graders, our VAST charter school. So, well, how do you teach 5 different grades in 2 classrooms? It's a good question. So it's kind of taking a one-room schoolhouse approach here, but we are making sure that each student gets personalized learning through a blended model. Our focus will be agriculture as well as science and technology. And since we are a virtual school, Virtual Academy of Agriculture, Science, and Technology, we will be doing a lot of computer work. Now, just because we have virtual in our name does not mean that we are only virtual. We also are offering hybrid options, which means if you want to come in some days, you can. If you want to stay home other days, you can. And we also offer an in-person option, so you can be here and just have normal school. But again, it's going to be very computer-based. Your curriculum will be online, and the teachers will be here to do small group instruction as well as whole group instruction when needed. So you can plan on your students' day taking place in three different sets. They could be working independently, they could be working collaboratively with a peer, or they might be getting some group instruction. We also have a mentorship program where students will meet one-on-one with the teacher as well as with peers to get feedback on their work. So they're getting very personalized instruction in that way. So even though all the grades are in one room, your student will be getting the attention that they need to succeed in school. Another way that we are ensuring that all students are going to get attention is that we are having our instruction divided up into grade bands rather than just grades. So we have a third through fourth grade band. So third and fourth graders are going to learn together about the same topics, but within that, they will have differentiated instructions, so they each get personalized learning again that meets their needs. So if your student is on the more advanced end, we're going to give them harder things. If they are struggling with their assignments, they're still going to get assignments and instruction that is going to be challenging to them, because we have high expectations here. We want everybody to grow and become better in their education, but they will receive less challenging instruction that meets their level. We have a 5th and 6th grade band and a 7th and 8th grade band, so they all work the same. Each grade band will be on the same topics, learning about the same thing, but they will get personalized instruction that meets their needs. All in one classroom, or if we get enough enrollment, we will have it divided into two classrooms. And how we split the students up will be determined based on our enrollment. So if we get a whole bunch of third and fourth graders, for example, then we might just dedicate one room to the third and fourth graders. Or, you know, same thing, if we get a whole bunch of 7th and 8th graders, they might just get a 7th and 8th grade room, and then the 5th and 6th and 3rd and 4th graders would be in the other room. So we'll have to see what our enrollment looks like before we make a decision like that. Our maximum capacity that we are foreseeing for our classes, our classrooms, is 25 students in each room. Again, if we hit like 26 students, we might be flexible and have 26 students in a room, but 25 is our idea of how many students we would like to have in a room. As a school within a school, we are sharing the same services with the Sharing Community School, so we will have the same custodians, the same food service, we will have the same student services, so special education services will be contracted through the Sharing School, and student wellness as well with the school nurse. So students will receive those same services. Even though we're in the same school as a Sharing Community School, we have our own mission and vision and values, and we'll be teaching a separate curriculum than the Sharing School. So besides our flexibility in attendance being virtual, in person, or hybrid, and our personalized learning approach, we will be having different instructors with different curriculum and instruction. So our vision here at the school is to provide equitable and free education for students in Walworth County and beyond. So we are hoping to get students even beyond Walworth County, anywhere in the state of Wisconsin, because we are a virtual school. We can reach out that far. And we're going to educate them with hands-on learning experiences in agriculture and science. Our mission is to engage and inspire learners with the competencies and experiences to thrive in high school and beyond, so college, career, wherever they go, while building a strong foundation in agriculture, science, and technology. In our next podcast, I'm going to talk about in detail why agriculture, why is it important, what is it, why are we teaching the kids it. So besides our personalized learning experiences, we talked about having field experiences, and that is going to be accessible whether you are a virtual student, in person, or hybrid. But we want to take you out in the real world to get experiences in the field, see how these skills and knowledges that we're teaching you apply to the real world and why it's important to learn it. And you can come to the field trip in person if you're able to, even if you're virtual. But if you can't, we will live stream it so that you are still able to be there and participate. And if you can't make it to either, we will record the session so you can look back on it later. We also want to guarantee students experiences with experts through guest speaking, whether it's a virtual Zoom or Google Meet or an in-person expert coming in and talking to students about different careers or different skills or helping them complete a project. We are a project-based school, so all of our curriculum will be within different projects that are going to be student-driven, with a driving question, which is a question that can't be answered just by Googling it. You have to really put some thought and research into answering it. For an example, maybe the driving question is, how can we ensure that our growing population has food? And students would have to research that and perhaps come up with a solution for that. Maybe they're going to build a hydroponic system and help grow food that can be served in our school or donated to our local food pantry. Or students could build a hydroponic system at home and do that in their local community as well if they are a virtual student. There are lots and lots of different options and really unique experiences that students can get in this way. And these projects are going to be tied to our standards. We use the Common Core standards. We use the Next Generation Science standards. And we're also using the ITSE standards, which is focused on technology because we are a technology school, agriculture, science, and technology. As an agriculture school as well, we have a strong focus on leadership development. If you have ever heard of FFA, it is an organization that is all about developing premier leadership that is agriculture based, and we will be offering FFA in our school as well for students to develop those leadership skills. Next, we would like to talk about how we can prepare your students for high school and beyond. So because we are a science-based school, we're going to be able to prepare your student for really rigorous science classes and hands-on lab work. There have been numerous studies that have shown that middle schoolers going into high school lack these skills. So our program will help ensure that they are better prepared for those, and that will help them score better on their ACTs in the science category. Here in Walworth County, we will be sending the students to Big Foot High School if they choose to go there. And Big Foot High School has a very, very strong agri-science program. It's nationally awarded, and it really is an amazing program. That's where I went to school. Mrs. Conkle is the head of it right now, and if you ask anybody in the ag community, they probably know who she is. She is a huge leader in the agricultural world. She has the strongest biotechnology program in the state. A lot of schools and different ag teachers really look up to her for her guidance and her wisdom. And Big Foot High School specializes in several different agri-science pathways that will help your student figure out what career they want to go into in their future and develop some skills that they might need in those fields. So some examples of career pathways that Big Foot offers is food science, animal systems, natural resources, biotechnology, and plant systems. So we will help prepare students to go into that wonderful field. And a way that we help prepare students for college and career opportunities after high school is that we put such a focus on exploring different career opportunities within the agriculture field. So that's a little short, sweet summary of what VAST is all about, we will be opening in the fall of 2022, and enrollment will be starting in February 2022, and it will end in March 25th. So hopefully I've piqued your interest. If you have any questions, keep listening to the podcast, go on our website, or contact us, email us at fast@sharon.k12.wi.us, and we would be very, very happy to answer your questions. Thank you for listening with me today.